is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk to me about a proposal. It's radical, Ms. Dooley, from the standpoint of homeowners associations. And I also have to say it's radical in terms of the... It's radical in terms of any social sense in our society, don't you think so?
Thank you, Phil. I don't know. I know I'm a homeowners association president. I know we have some 120 families that comprise Western Estates. We also know that we have seen one too many pregnant women killed. We've seen one too many snipers shooting at people at gas pumps. A very dear friend of mine who is a member of our homeowners board was coming out of a supermarket in Delago last week. She was approached by two very aggressive individuals for money. She was frightened to death. They were obscene. They were crude. She was as white as a ghost when I saw her. I don't know about anyone, but I think we've seen one too many Amber Alerts. I think we've seen one too many of these kinds of incidents. And through it all, people are too scared to defend themselves, and that's why we believe that our proposal for mandatory gun ownership in our community is revolutionary. No other homeowners association has ever done it. It sends a very clear message.
Yeah, but hold on, Bobby. When you tell people in your community, and you're in a gated community, I understand?
That is correct. We are a walled community. We have security at both gates.
When you tell people that they have to own guns, you're kind of messing with someone's property rights there.
Well, you know something, Phil? The way we feel right now, either individuals within our homeowners association, within our gated community, either they own a gun and learn how to use it, or we'd be very happy if they wanted to sell their property and move, because they have, our properties are being appraised every year at higher and higher values. We're sick of it.
But you can't force people to own a gun, can you?
Well, Phil, an opportunity for me to be recognized. You know something? We are having a competition right now among gated communities across America. We have Oakwood Homes to our left. We have Deer Ranch to our right. I know both of the women that run the homeowners associations there. One of them is Wendy Bressler at Deer Ranch, is putting in a clubhouse. Jane and Richard Kazmersky at Oakwood Homes, they're putting in a spa. When I came up with the idea for mandatory gun ownership, I addressed a very clear problem. And I really do just a little bit want to blow my own horn and say it was very original. And to be recognized as Homeowners Association President of the Year, an opportunity for our community to stand tough against crime, I think mandatory gun ownership by each and every person is wonderful. And, you know, we have a slogan at Western Estates, Phil. I don't know about other parents, but at our community, our slogan is, at Western Estates, we love our children. How's that for something original and new?
Now, wait a minute. Are you offering, you're saying, in other words, that you don't, people who do not, look, I do not disagree with gun ownership. I'm a gun owner myself. But when you make it mandatory, when you tell people they have to.
Phil, you know something, I think that it's really, really selfish for people to put the burden of security for their home on other families. We are offering training. We are offering training for the people who don't have guns for a price of $100 a month. That's assessed to their homeowners association fees. But own a gun they will. Now, Mike Tarek, who is over at the San Fernando Gun Barn, has offered training. And as far as the children go, Phil, when you're...
Well, what about the kids? You got guns. By the way, we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley of Western Estates Homeowners Association. They are proposing mandatory gun ownership. Mandatory gun ownership. In other words, it's not... May I own a gun, but you must own a gun, which takes... What about children in the home? Families that are concerned with children?
So I wanted to address that.
Go ahead.
You know something, Phil? You're talking about children and gun safety.
Absolutely.
And I would say that I would rather a child... I would rather my child accidentally shoot himself with an unsecured weapon... And remember, we try to train the parents on what to do, but I would rather he accidentally shoot himself than...
Oh, my God, but...
No. I would rather he shoot himself than wind up like Polly Klass or Danielle Van Damme or Jimmy Rice, abducted by strangers, raped, and murdered.
controversial proposal on the line with me, Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You will force people to own guns. Now, what if somebody says, no, I don't want to own a gun, and you can't make me own a gun? How do you address that in a home?
Well, first of all, Phil, I think people need to get over their cowardice. I really do.
You're calling it cowardice. Some people, by philosophy, don't...
Phil, I think what we're dealing with is cowardice. And now let me take what cowardice is. And when I say cowardice, I don't mean that these are people that wouldn't fight, but... When it comes to guns, I think you've got a lot of people out there that are just plain frightened and they don't know anything about them. If they say, no, I don't want to own a gun, we can assess them through our homeowners association an extra $200 a month for the generalized security of their home.
Are they paying a security premium right now living there?
We pay a homeowners association fee.
Do you have a guard at the gate?
We do.
Is he armed?
No, he is not.
Okay, so you do not have the armed response guard.
No, he calls the L.A. County Sheriff.
All right, so you have no arm. So this is your way of arming the residents?
We will arm the residents. Those residents who do not choose to avail themselves of the constitutional right to own a weapon will be assessed $200. I have an opportunity to become the Homeowners Association President of the Year with a very original idea and to have our community be nominated as the Gated Community of the Year over Oakwood Homes and Deer Ranch. And we are going to do our very best to achieve this. And people who are liberal and don't agree with the idea of gun ownership are going to have to get on board. This is revolutionary, Phil. No one has ever, in the history of gated communities, required that homeowners possess, use, and learn the use of a gun. But I am.
And I'm very proud of my wife, too, Mr. Henry.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes, my husband's...
I'm very proud of my wife, too.
Well, I know you're proud of your wife. The aspect of this, Mr. Dooley, that I guess we're...
And you can talk to me, Phil.
No, I'm talking to both of you. The aspect of this is the mandatory aspect.
Phil, we are going to get everybody on the same page out there. We've had too many rapes, too many murders, too many polyclasses, too many people with home invasions. If you don't want to learn how to use a gun, then you have to face your children, and you have to face your relatives, and you have to face your neighbors as being the one lone holdout, and yes, possible coward of the group.
All right, this is an, I don't even know if it's legal, mandatory gun ownership. Ms. Dooley, I wanted to ask you one other thing.
Yes, sir.
Is this legal?
Absolutely, it's legal to live at Western Estates, and we can make this true of any and all gated communities across America. But you'll own a gun. You'll own a gun because it's good for our neighborhood. And I have, you know, it's really funny. I've looked across the way at Jane and Richard Kazmersky and Wendy Bressler at Deer Ranch with their gazebos and their lighted trees, and they think they're very special. Well, guess what? I've got a very original idea, too, mandatory gun ownership. So all the other homeowners associations can recognize that we've got, and this will make Western Estates a real community, a safe community, a bonded community, not like Oakwood Estates.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve. They run the Western States Homeowners Association. They are making gun ownership mandatory in their community, which means you have to own a gun, you have to know how to use it, and if you don't, if you refuse to own a gun, they will assess you $200 a month. There seems to be an ulterior motive, though, that she keeps talking about being Homeowners Association President of the Year. She keeps talking about this idea of her gated community becoming something, but they have said you must own a gun or you'll be assessed $200 a month because everybody else is having to protect you. And she did use the word cowardice, which I think is wrong. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Survivor Compton. 1-800-449-8686. Bill Hendry Show is back.
Bobby, it's Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. The only question I have, if you were requiring gun ownership, requiring it, and this is a foreign concept to a lot of people, you may own a gun, people understand. You must own a gun.
Yeah.
Is foreign. And what about the safety of children?
Phil, we love our children. But at some point, you have to give up control over certain events. If our children die as the result of a gun being in our home, it's almost the price that we pay for securing our community.
What about your own kids?
I'm sorry?
What about your own kids?
Oh, my children are not going to be at risk at all. That's not even an issue, because we hire private security for our home. But
So you have private security within security?
That is correct, yeah.
Well, not everybody can...
Not everyone can afford it, so that's why they must own a gun. And if it does endanger a child, it's a tough call, but I think it's worth it.
All right, let me go over to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Yeah, these people are psychotically paranoid. I mean, and to require everybody to have a gun is ridiculous. What's going to happen in that community is there's going to be a higher incidence of injuries and deaths as a result of people getting drunk and using the gun in domestic violence situations.
How do you think
there's going to be a higher incidence of children get a holding of the guns and accidentally doing damage?
Right, hold on, Steve. Let her say something here. What?
Sure.
I was going to say, how do you figure that? Are you a gun owner?
Absolutely not.
Well, then you don't really know the reality of
owning a gun. No, that's not true at all.
No,
I'm very familiar with guns. I was in the military.
You're familiar with reading newspapers, but
yes.
what we're talking about is the responsible ownership of a gun so that...
Well, what about a drunk husband?
Steve, right now, our communities are up for grabs against people like the people that killed Polly Klass and others. The little girl, Danielle Van Dam. You're saying, what if a drunk husband shoots his wife? I don't know. What if she's raped and murdered by a serial killer?
Yeah.
See, you can't answer that. And the reason why is because it's an even trade.
No, it's not
an even trade.
If it happens by somebody else, then that is unfortunate, but is something that you have no control over.
Yes, you do. If you own a gun.
Because you brought a gun into your own house,
you do have control.
Your own teenager commits suicide or kills somebody else.
Wait a minute.
You brought it on.
If you have a gun, you can keep your wife from being raped.
Didn't you figure that one out? Jesus.
I thought you said you were in the military.
I'm not actively. I was.
You know, so you know that when you shoot a rapist, it'll kill him.
You are so paranoid that you live in a gated community,
you
have a security system, and you still have to have a gun. When is enough enough? Do you have to have a guard in your bedroom?
Do you know that we have a lot of people out there that want what we have? We live in a gated community. We have 7,000
square
foot
homes. Not only do you live in a gated community, you have to have a gun on top of that.
There are a lot of people outside the walls of our community who'd like to live in our community, who'd like to have what we have.
Sure.
And we need to protect ourselves from them. And
You mean other Americans?
There's a lot of jealous people.
So you need guns to...
Well, we need to protect our homes, yeah. And do you have anyone in your life you really care for? You know, so you can shoot whoever hurts them?
All right, anyway, Steve, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley on gun ownership being mandatory.
So I wanted to follow up on a comment that I made just a moment ago to him.
Clarify one of the comments, maybe it's the one you're talking about. We have a lot of people jealous of the way we live.
You know, we really do. We have a 10,000 square foot clubhouse. We have a 9-hole golf course. We have a lot. And there are so many people who try to move into our community from a lot of the outlying areas. They're jealous. They wish they had. We're very prominent. And how do we protect ourselves? The way to protect ourselves is with a gun. And the way to protect ourselves with that gun is to make it mandatory. No one has ever come up with an idea like this until I did.
And my wife's completely original idea.
It was completely my original idea. Thank you, Steve. No one's ever said you must own a gun.
They've only said you can own a gun.
Or they've said you can't own a gun. But no one's ever said you must own a gun until I came up with the idea. And I'm very proud of that. and I think it's going to put us over the top at our Homeowners Association of the Year elections.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about their Homeowners Association. The homeowners and the fact that you need mandatory gun ownership, but that's going to put you over the top at your Homeowners Association of the Year elections? So this is about...
It's about a lot of things, Phil.
Well, this is more about you winning some competition, isn't it?
No, it most certainly is not. It's about protecting our children, certainly, and all of that. But, yeah, it could put us over the top. And I've got a real sixth sense about this.
All right, Bobby. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. I am a gun owner. I would never force anybody else to own one, but I certainly don't believe that one must own one. And I certainly, while we have the freedom, I certainly don't think that one must own a gun.
Well, that's all very neat, Phil, but I disagree.
Yeah, I know you disagree.
And if you live where we live, you better own a gun.